Location, aboard assimilation ship EOC-2789, the private vessel of Count Doloroso. Time, 0.05 solar seconds following the departure of invaders who absconded with the Earth female Zoe McKinley, a known pure one, and La Tizal, marked for impregnation with the first organic assimilated. The echoes of the invaders' boots had scarcely faded from the corridors of the assimilation ship when a panel in the control room slid aside and a small silver insect came buzzing out. It paused for a moment to ascertain that the invaders were truly gone, then continued its flight down to the medical suite. It hovered for a moment over the fallen body of its last host, the pink featureless face twisted almost completely backwards with the blow that had broken its neck. The nanochip inside the silver insect hummed. A waste. But this body had almost outlived its usefulness anyway. It had been chosen for its durability and the great wealth of its previous occupant, both of which had been nearly exhausted. The assimilation had been hoping to make it last until another of the correct kind became available. Only a body of one of the 12 peoples, those grown from seeds scattered by the ancient ones, had long-term compatibility with an assimilation mind. But though no such organic body was available, there were a few burner bodies stored in the stasis booths located in the hold. The silver insect buzzed its way towards the hold, and the large doors slid open soundlessly to admit it. In front of the first stasis booth, the insect hovered, waiting patiently as the organic unit inside was brought slowly back from the suspended animation it had been held in for the last 50 cycles. Soon enough, it came stumbling out of the booth, its black compound eyes blinking stupidly, its long ears twitching as it tried to ascertain its situation. It had green skin and a small wrinkled blue hole for a mouth, a Grubian. They were a species of traders and merchants practical to use as temporary organic units since they were ubiquitous to the entire galaxy and so never attracted attention. The silver insect gave the Grubian no time to get its bearings. Before it had taken two steps, the insect struck, sinking the silver barbed stinger located at the end of its metallic abdomen deep into the greenish pebbled skin at the base of the target's neck. It injected its payload.
Ah!
The Grubian cried out and flailed wildly, but only for an instant. As the nanobites injected by the silver insect reached its bloodstream, it came under the control of the assimilation. Its brain function was circumvented as new thoughts raced through the neural synapses. Soon the Grubian's personality was nothing but a distant memory. It had, in effect, ceased to exist. It had been assimilated. The being lately known as Count Doloroso smiled and stretched his new arms. It was good to be in a fresh body, even if this one was only temporary. Of course, this body wouldn't do for the planned impregnation of the La Tizal he had marked as the mother of the new race of organic assimilated. He would have to find another, and neither of the two in the stasis stalls would do. They were both of outside races, those not descended from the ancient ones. He frowned. Of course, it would do him no good to have the correct body if he had no female to impregnate. Zoe was gone. In the company of two large and very capable males, she would be nearly impossible to recover. Reluctantly, Doloroso decided she was a lost cause. He would have to turn his attention to finding another female to take her place. Luckily, he had an idea of where her home planet was located, and he had two names to work with, the names of her friends who she had told him to leave alone.
Charlotte and Leah,
he mused, his voice hissing from the small puckered blue hole of his new temporary mouth.
Hold on, my future wives. As soon as I find the correct body to wear, I'll be coming for you.